We're outside the Federal Court in Melbourne and it's cold. But, of course, what they're doing up in Western Australia affects everybody, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I was up there not long ago to Ningaloo and saw the amazing diversity of the wildlife that lives there. And there's just not that much of it left now in the world, and we need to save every piece of it that we can. And, yeah.
You'd think it was obvious, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
From 3CR, why have you come out on this cold Melbourne morning to outside the Federal Court?
Well, we've got to look after what we have. And once things get damaged, it's very hard to bring them back. So, yeah.
Now, people would say, oh, you know, we really need to put really big pipelines through delicate environments for the economy.
Well, once it's gone, it's gone. So it's like the Great Barrier Reef is having a lot of trouble. So we want to save this reef if we can.
So what you'd say, there's no jobs on a dead planet?
Well, that's also a possibility as well.
And I'll just add that it's easier for humans to be adaptable than the animals and the coral and that sort of thing. We have to adapt rather than destroying nature. We've got to really just look after nature, because otherwise it's just not going to be there.
We're just part of it.
Why are you outside the court this morning?
I'm outside the court this morning because I'm a proud Kukulug woman from Kukulgal Nation from the island of Musik in Senator Kess, known as the Torres Strait Islands. And climate change isn't something in the future. It's something that we're bearing the brunt of today. And our island communities and cultures are at risk of the seas rising and continuing to take our stories and our song lines and our totems, where we must, as a daughter of the island, and our community, we must do whatever we can to protect our ocean so she can look after us and we can remain on our homelands.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Adam Beeson. I'm General Counsel with the Australian Conservation Foundation. We're here today at the Federal Court because ACF has brought two court cases, each challenging a decision of the Federal Environment Minister. The cases will be heard together during the course of this week. In the first case, ACF will tell the court that it should throw out a decision of the Federal Environment Minister to approve an extension to the North West Shelf Gas Processing and Export Facility. In 2025, the Federal Environment Minister approved an extension to that facility out to 2070. In the second case, ACF will tell the court that it should throw out a decision of the Federal Environment Minister to ignore the climate consequences of this gas processing facility on Australia's precious places, including the Great Barrier Reef. This gas export facility, the North West Shelf, will unleash an estimated 4 billion tonnes of climate pollution over its lifetime. That is equivalent to what the entire population of Australia will produce in a decade. ACF will tell the court that the minister's head-in-the-sand approach to the climate consequences of exporting fossil fuels is legally wrong, including under international law. And ACF welcomes the involvement of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the human right to a healthy, clean and sustainable environment, and the court's decision to receive the Special Rapporteur's written arguments. But ignoring climate change is not the only legal mistake that ACF will tell the court that the Federal Minister made. Firstly, ACF will say that the Minister was wrong to consider the economic or the supposed economic benefits of the Browse gas field. Browse has not been approved. Browse is an environmental disaster right next to Scott Reef and is facing serious community opposition. You can see it behind me. The Minister should not have assumed this project will go ahead. Also, the Minister gave the green light to the North West Shelf extension without knowing the content of the gas it will process and therefore the pollution it will cause. And finally, ACF will tell the court that all the circumstances around the approval of this project suggest that the Minister might not have brought an impartial mind to it. That claim is based on the long negotiation between Woodside and the Minister's department and the sequence of events leading up to the approval. Litigation is never an easy step, and this is not something that ACF has done lightly, but ACF won't stand by while the Minister makes wrong decisions under laws that are supposed to protect Australians and our precious environment.
Adam Bant, CEO of ACF. We shouldn't have to be here. today, because the minister should never have made a decision that is going to make climate change worse. But we know what is causing the climate crisis. Coal and gas are fueling the climate crisis, and gas is as dirty as coal. And instead, the minister waited until just after the election to approve a massive gas export project up on the northwest of Western Australia that is intended to be linked to another massive climate bomb that is going to put Scott Reef at threat. And the emissions from these huge climate bombs are also going to threaten the Great Barrier Reef and make the climate crisis worse. Now, ACF will keep pressing for governments to make decisions that accord with the science. And it's very, very simple. In 2026, as heat records are tumbling all over the place, as people are feeling the effects of the climate crisis accelerating, governments must stop approving new coal and gas projects. The first step towards fixing a problem is to stop making the problem worse. So we're going to keep calling on the government to do the right thing, the thing that the people of Australia want, the thing that the people of the world want, because you can't say that you're trying to put a fire out while you're pouring petrol on it. And if governments don't do the right thing, then we're going to take them to court to get the laws of this country upheld. The court is going to decide the merits of the minister's decision, and we'll leave that to our terrific team of lawyers as they argue our case over the next few days. But what I can say outside of the court case, you just have to look across the country to see the growing community opposition to what this government is doing in making the climate crisis worse by recklessly approving new coal and gas projects. People power is growing by the day. Not only here in Melbourne, but in Sydney, in Brisbane, in Perth, everywhere right across this country, people are realising that governments can't say they're serious about climate action and at the same time keep approving new coal and gas projects. So we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to win this, because this is how we will protect everything that we love about this beautiful country of ours. And I just want to say to all the people who've turned up here so early in the morning, who are representing tens of thousands of people right across this country, and who are taking up the fight on behalf of future generations, all we want is the chance for our kids to be able to go to every summer and enjoy the beach the same way that their parents and their grandparents did. All we want is for future generations to be able to fish in rivers and enjoy all the beautiful things about this country without having to go to every summer worrying about how many people are going to die in the next bushfire or in the next heat wave. And we are going to keep fighting, because what is at stake here is our way of life. We've got science on our side, we've got right on our side, and we've got the people on our side, and we are going to win.